The mezzo-soprano Christa Ludwig has died. She was at home in Austria and was 93. If you were not familiar with her voice, open your ears for NPR's Tom Heisinger.
Christa Ludwig embraced a broad range of opera roles with her silken tones, from the battered mistress in Berg's modernist Wozzeck to the cheeky page boy in Mozart's Marriage of Figaro. Ludwig, whose career lasted nearly five decades, always made singing sound easy, says Anne Majette, former classical music critic at the Washington Post.
When you listen to Ludwig, it sounds like effortless, pure music, and that is a byproduct of an exemplary technique.
Some of that technique Ludwig learned at the hands of her parents, who were both opera singers. Born in Berlin in 1928, she debuted in Frankfurt as a teenager, just after World War II, when her family was destitute. Ludwig moved to the revered Vienna State Opera, where she sang for more than three decades. Although technically a mezzo-soprano, Ludwig soared high in soprano roles in operas like Strauss's Der Rosenkavalier and Beethoven's Fidelio. The breadth of Ludwig's vocal range, Majette says, matched her wide repertoire, which she sung in Hungarian, Russian, French, Italian, and, of course, German.
If you want to learn how to sing German, you could do no better than to listen to Ludwig, who managed to sing German art songs with tremendous nuance and feeling, but without the sort of preciousness that even some very great people get in that repertory.
Ludwig excelled at art songs, especially the music of Gustav Mahler. His set of symphonic songs called Das Lied von der Erde, Majette says, was a Ludwig specialty.
The final song, Der Abschied, which means the farewell, will break your heart. It's some of the greatest music ever written, and she does it absolute full justice.
At the end of her long career, Christa Ludwig pointed to three important conductors. She credited Carl Böhm with discovering her artistry. Herbert von Karajan taught her how to sing beautiful phrases, and from Leonard Bernstein, she discovered the greater meaning of music itself. She named three cypress trees in her garden after them. When she retired in 1994, she passed that wisdom along to her students. Tom Heisinger, NPR News.